This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
January 18th, three things are going to be decided in the case against Richard Allen, the man accused of being the Delphi murderer. Number one, will that trial take place within 70 days? That is what the defense, or the former defense of Richard Allen, wants. It is what Richard Allen wants. It's his right to a speedy trial, which he's not been given. He wants his attorneys reinstated as well, the ones that have been kicked off the case. He even said, we'll do this pro bono. You don't have to pay us. The state doesn't have to pay us. And if y'all are not paying us, then why can't we come back in? That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. It violates the Sixth Amendment right of Richard Allen, who technically could represent himself if he wanted to. And should that judge, Judge Gull, who has been on the bench in this case for quite some time, and we've clearly seen her opinion on this case and Richard Allen be demonstrated time and time again as being rather impartial. At least that's what the optics sure present themselves to be. Should she be removed? Should she recuse herself from this case so we can get kind of a fresh start and hopefully find justice for those two little girls? Because at the end of the day, that's the goal. It's not about the logistics of this case. It's trying to find justice, but we get so caught up in all of this. We even started talking about Odinism yet. Here to join me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. These three motions that are going to be discussed in oral arguments in front of the Indiana Supreme Court, how do you see this playing out, and what sort of effects do you think it could have on this going forward?
You know, it's Indiana, which is, as I've been told, a different state. And, you know, my personal feeling is he should have his attorneys. A new judge might give a more non-biased, fresher look at things. It could work better. And we'd all love to see, as you say, let's get to the truth. Let's have a fair trial. Let's not have something that's questionable. So it would be my hope that it would go that way. But I'm also skeptical if it will, just because it's Indiana. And I've been told they do things, you know, a bit different there than the rest of us.
There was a television show in the late 80s, early 90s called Eerie Indiana. I remember watching as a child, and it was very much all the bizarre things that happened in Eerie, Indiana. And that's kind of what Delphi is very much reminding me of. Where it may not necessarily be a conspiracy that's going on, but there's so many bizarre decisions that are made that make little to no sense. Richard Allen just moved this last week from one correctional facility to the next. He was not moved to a jail, which is where he should be going, if we're interested in, you know, handling this all correctly. What do you see the purpose in that being at this point in the game? Obviously, there's been a lot of criticism of him being in a prison and in solitary confinement, but this was very much another lateral move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my hope when I read about that, and I don't know that it's based in reality, but my hope is perhaps they have better psychiatric care there, you know, and whether they're announcing that or not, that if he could get more help, clearly he's deteriorated where he's at, it would be wonderful for him to have good psychiatric care and maybe some counseling support just to keep him in his, you know, a state of sanity as much as possible, and to keep him from descending into a more deteriorated state than he is. I have friends who are psychiatrists in some of the prisons, and I know that not all prisons are equal in that way. And there are prisons, again, I'm familiar with the West Coast, there are prisons where there is no psychiatric care, basically, for folks. And he certainly looks like he needs it. So that was my hope. Mm-hmm. Is that true? Is it just optics to try to say, okay, he's not being tortured by Odinistic racist guards, you know, and so we moved him to show that? I don't know.
Did Judge Gull make the wrong argument when it came to getting rid of Rossi and Baldwin? Obviously, the argument that she was making was saying, okay, this evidence leaked out of one of your offices. It's horrible. It should never have happened. And you are grossly negligent. Obviously, that can be argued in terms of how negligent they actually were, how much they were, in fact, victims of someone coming in and violating their practice. Should an argument have been made more to the effect, if you're going to argue adequate representation, couldn't she have gone down the road of Odinism there and said, look, you probably don't want these guys representing you because look at what they're saying. Look how extreme all of these Odinistic arguments are. I mean, it borders on crazy. But the thing is, a lot of the arguments that they're brought in with the Odinism things came from PCAs. They came from the actual police and came from those documents. It was then kind of crafted into that sort of a theory because these guys aren't representing you adequately because someone stole things from their office doesn't seem to stand up all that well. Would it have been a better argument going the other direction?
Well, I think a case could be made for that. Were there reasons that, perhaps protocol that you can't really complain as a judge mm-hmm. about that kind of argument? But yeah. I would certainly think that could have been another brick in the wall for why she was displeased with them.
Yeah, I could see that being there. I don't know. It's such a strange case. We'll have to see what happens coming up on the 18th of January and what new steps are taken. I know a lot of attorneys saying that this will probably go absolutely nowhere. There's Sixth Amendment rights on the line, and it seems another step towards get a new trial free card for Richard Allen. And if I guess that's needed to get a fair trial and find mm-hmm. out truly if mm-hmm. he's guilty or innocent, then we need to do that. But it mm-hmm. just seems like very unnecessary. We don't need mm-hmm. all these roadblocks in the way.
Right, right. Yeah, we really want to get to the trial so we can see all the evidence and we want to feel like we can trust the process.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.